This is Performance Iowa. We're coming to you from Iowa Public Radio Classical on the University of Northern Iowa campus in Cedar Falls. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum. In June of 2014, the UNI School of Music hosted the Midwest International Piano Competition. Three internationally acclaimed judges formed the jury, for which 12 pianists in the junior category and 16 pianists in the senior category from all across the globe performed. The three judges were Miroslav Brejan from the Czech Republic, University of Michigan concert pianist and professor Arthur Green, and Indiana University concert pianist and professor Alexander Taradze. We're very fortunate to have with us today one of the UNI junior category winners of the 2014 Midwest International Piano Competition, Miyuki Miyashita. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, Miyuki, you are in Iowa for a special UNI concert. Tell us a little bit about yourself. In addition to playing the piano, you also play the violin. So when did you start playing both of these instruments?
I started playing the piano when I was 6. I started in the Yamaha Music. And for the violin, I started playing when I started a school in U.S. because my school had a violin, like orchestra class, and so that's why I started violin.
When you first started the piano, did you know immediately that piano was the instrument you wanted to play?
I don't remember well, but before I started playing the piano, I was in the music class. And in the music class, we sang, we like played keyboard, and we did like some dance or some music stuff. And then my mom thought that I really liked playing the keyboard. So that's why she let me start playing the piano.
How did you move from Japan to the United States? Tell us a little bit about where you grew up and who you studied with there, and then when you came to the U.S.
In Japan, I grew up in Hamamatsu City in Shizuoka, and I studied with a Yamaha music teacher. And when I was in sixth grade, my dad's job for Yamaha, they moved us to U.S. in Tennessee. And then since I moved to Tennessee, I studied with Dr. David Nollington at the University of Tennessee.
So do you have brothers and sisters who also play instruments?
I have a brother, younger brother, but he doesn't play any instrument.
So tell us who some of your favorite artists are.
Well, my favorite composer is Beethoven. I used to like many composers. Like whenever I play some composer's piece, I just love that composer. I loved every composer that I played, but right now I think I have more passion for Beethoven than any other composers.
So who are some of the people that have influenced you?
Whenever I listen to Beethoven's performance, pieces by Beethoven, I like to listen to Marey Pereira's. His performances inspire me a lot.
I love his performances too. So how did you find out about the composer Uehara, and why did you decide to include some of those pieces on your competition?
Well, when I was in Japan, Hiromi Uehara, she used to be on the TV and stuff, so I kind of found out about her. And then I saw her music in the music shopping. And so I brought it and told my teacher that I wanted to play her pieces. And when I came to U.S., I told my teacher in the U.S. that I wanted to play the Tom and Jerry Show by Hiromi Uehara. And he really loved it. So he wanted me to play this piece in many competitions and many concerts. And I think it was a great piece for me.
Well, she's quite an amazing woman. Is she sort of your role model, who you want to look like and perform like when you grow up?
Well, she's a jazz pianist, and I don't think I'm going to be a jazz pianist, but as a musician, I think she inspires me a lot. And yes, she's like my role model.
Now, you have performed with the Knoxville Symphony Youth Orchestra, the Mozart 12 Piano Concerto. You performed the first Beethoven Piano Concerto with the Maryville College Orchestra. Mm-hmm. And recently, in 2013, you won a competition in New York. And then in 2014, in addition to the UNI Midwest International mm-hmm. Piano Competition, you also had third prize with the Chopin International Piano Competition. So that's a lot of competitions. You must be practicing nonstop.
No, actually, to be honest, I don't like practicing. I love performing for people, but practicing is not fun. But whenever I start practice, it gets fun as I practice. So I guess I practice before the competition. But usually I don't think I practice as much.
You are a busy young woman, so what do you do in your free time when you're not at the piano keyboard? What else do you like to do?
I like reading, I like drawing, but pretty much when I'm free, I'm just doing nothing, maybe sleeping or talking with my mom, or I use some social network, so sometimes I like to watch some people, like other people's pictures or post some pictures.
Now, you were just 14 when you came to Iowa in June of 2014 for this Midwest International Piano Competition. Mm-hmm. And what was that like for you when you came here?
Oh, this competition was one of the best competitions I've ever experienced. My first impression was the people. People in Cedar Falls are so nice. And I think people here are one of the nicest people in the world. And they just try their best making this competition a success. And because of them, I was so relaxed and comfortable. And when I performed, I could do my best.
Well, you had just mentioned that you were on From the Top. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, it was great. When I performed in front of a big audience, I think it was like the biggest audience I've ever had. And I just had so much fun.
And what did you play for?
I played the Tom and Jerry Show, the piece I'm going to play today.
Well, let's talk about this work. Tell us a little bit about this piece. And I went out on YouTube, and you're out there when you were just 12 playing this piece, and it has almost 113,000 hits. That's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
So tell us about this piece and what really drew you to it.
Well, the composer Hiromi Uehara, I think she did a very good job on composing this piece, because when I play this piece, I can just see a picture of Tom and Jerry chasing each other or playing with each other, and I can just imagine them doing many things when I play this piece.
And it sort of has two different sections. It has a smoother, more contemplative mm-hmm. section, and then mm-hmm. a really jazzy, upbeat,
yes.
fun section.
Well, on the first section, they're just playing together or fighting each other, but then they just feel sorry for each other. So in the middle section, they're like, I'm sorry for, like, chasing you, or they're like trying to be friends. But then they start chasing each other again.
Well, we'd love to hear you perform Where is the Tom and Jerry Show now. So would you perform it for us, please?
Yes, sure.
Thank you. brilliant. Thank you so much. That was terrific. Pianist Mayuki Miyashita performing on Iowa Public Radio Classical, and you heard Uehara's Tom and Jerry Show. And Mayuki is the 2014 Junior Category UNI Midwest International Piano Competition winner. So thank you so much for performing today. That was brilliant.
Thank you so much.
Well, we're broadcasting from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One on the UNI campus, and Mayuki is in Iowa for a special concert on the UNI campus. And it's been so awesome to have you here today with us, Mayuki. And thank you for coming and bringing your mother with you as well. To find out more about Mayuki, you can Google her. Plus, you can see her on YouTube video presentation where you can see her performing Uehara's Tom and Jerry Show. Thanks for today's presentation goes to Mayuki Miyashita.
Thank you.
And this has been an amazing time with the incredible first place winner from the junior category of UNI's 2014 Midwest International Piano Competition. Thanks also goes to UNI's Dmitry Vorobiev and Polina Katsko, and Iowa Public Radio's Phil Moss, Tony Daner, and Rachel Berenger. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum, and we've had the great honor today of having Mayuki Miyashita here on Iowa Public Radio Classical. And best wishes to you, Mayuki, on your musical career, and we know you're going to be a future star.
Thank you.
And thanks today to our listeners for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much.